Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today I have a solo show to share 7 new releases that you should add to your TBR. I read most of these books and some of them I haven't read, but they're on my TBR. The list is in order of publication and I will let you know if I've read this book. So let's just get started. The first book is To Have and to Hooks by Martha Waters, which is a historical romance with American crisis trope. If you like married couple romance, then pick this book up. I'll be honest, I struggled reading this book. I hated the miscommunication and I was expecting more rom-com as it was marketed that way. It was a 3-star. It took me a week to read, and normally books like this would take me a few days. So I think that was something I just took it over in, but it was cute. I just wish it was a little bit more comedy, more banter, less miscommunication, but it was okay. So this book comes out April 7, 2020. The second book is You Deserve Each Other by Sarah Hogle. This is an enemies to lovers between an engaged couple. Reviews for this book, it seems like they spend a lot of time hating each other. So if you like the enemies to lovers trope and if you like them to hate each other for a while, then this book is for you. I think it's an interesting premise and I add it to my TBR. This book comes out April 7, 2020. Now let's go to April 14, 2020 releases. The first book is The Happy Ever After Playlist by Abby Jimenez. This is a follow-up to The Friend Zone. And I think you need to get to most of the story, you need to read The Friend Zone because it explains why things are the way they are. The Happy Ever After Playlist, I like it better than The Friend Zone. Like, it was actually even better. There's fun, there's banter, there's sexy times. It has everything you want. It's a rockstar romance that deals with grief. A programming note is that Abby's going to be in the show on April 14, 2020, which is publication day. So I would suggest reading the book and then listening to the show and just get the most out of it about this book. But I really enjoy this book a lot. The second book is Not That Kind of Guy by Andy J. Christopher, which comes out April 14, 2020. This is an office romance where it takes place in a Vegas Strip. So it's a follow-up to Not the Girl You Marry. So it's a sister's Not the Girl You Marry and hero. It's a hero sister. So the heroine is the sister of the hero for Not the Girl You Marry. And he's getting married, and so she broke up with her boyfriend. And she has to go to Vegas for the bachelorette party. And I guess the boyfriend's going to be there. So she invites her former intern, who is the hero in this book, to come on the Vegas Strip. And so if you like books set in Vegas, this book is for you. This book is in my TBR. I've not read it, but I'm actually curious to hear. Her is a prickly badass heroine. So I think it's around my kind of book that I would like to read. So I'm going to add it to my TBR. Now let's go to the April 21st, 2020 new book releases. We have 2 books. The first is Girl Gone Viral by Alicia Ray, which is a follow-up to Last Summer's The Right Swipe. This is a body of romance after a viral tweet. So the heroine is a recluse, and there's a viral tweet that happens in a coffee shop. And so people are following her, so I guess the bodyguard comes in, and so they're stuck in the cabin, and just basically magic happens. Just a funny story, the author had a tweet gone viral recently, so it's kind of like parallel universe. So if you want to read Alicia Ray's tweet gone viral, you should read them. You should read, there's quite a few posts about them. And I'll put them in the show notes too. Some reviews for this book, it says that it's slow burn. So if you're looking for slow burn, this book is for you. This book is on my TBR and it comes out April 21st, 2020. The second book is First Come Scandal by Zulu Quinn. This is book 4 of the Bridgerton prequel series, and it can be read as standalone. So I actually read this book. I have not read the first 3 books, and I was fine. I did not miss the character cameos and whatnot. There are some if you're a Bridgerton fan, there are some cameos of Anthony, Benedict, and Baby Colin. And I have to say, it was amazing just to see Baby Colin eat all his way through. So I really love this book. This book is A Marriage of Convenience with a Virgin Hero. And the hero is a doctor or a doctor in training. So it's kind of fun. And it's a really good book. So I really enjoy this. I love Julie Quinn how she writes. I love historicals, as you know. So if you want a historical, then read this book. I think in my TBR, I'll be reading the first three books in the series because I do own them. So I think that's something I may be doing while I'm staying at home. So the final book that comes out April 28th, 2020 is Island Forever by Priscilla Oliveras. This book is set in Key West and it's a fake relationship for proximity. So there's the just one bad trope. I want to preface this as a closed-door romance, so if you're not looking for sexy times, this book is for you. This book is, I would say, it's a perfect vacation book. It's a perfect escape. If you're staying at home, you want a tropical vacation, and it's set in the Keys. There's a lot of, like, setting, the world building around it. There's a strong family, Cuban family, who are firefighters, who are really love each other and have family dinners. So it's a really, really good, strong place. There's a lot of family relationships. There's a lot of growth for both characters. They had to really overcome different things, obstacles, to get together, and they just like and appreciate each other. So it was a really good book. And important to know, Priscilla's coming on the show on April 28th, 2020. So if you read the book, then you can actually listen to the episode and get to know more about the book. So these are 7 upcoming new releases. I hope you have them to your TBR. If you have read some of these books and want to chat about it, you can shoot me an email at whattorednextblog.com, or you can DM me at Instagram at LoriaMeanReads. If you want to support this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is the best way to support this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.